This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whatever the actual chances of a recession are, and let me channel Catherine Rempel here. Whatever those odds are, a lot of people are keeping an eye on third quarter corporate profits. Wall Street analysts are listening to what companies are saying about rising costs and the labor market and sales and anything, really, that might tell us where things might be headed. To get the answers to those questions, though, you got to sit through a whole lot of dry corporate talk delivered in dull monotones. Because honestly, earnings calls, they're really boring by design, as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
If you've never listened in on some of these earnings calls, and let's be honest, why would you? They sound a little something like this.
Continue to show the agility and perseverance required.
As evidenced by accelerating adjusted EBITDA.
By strong performance on macro FIC business, which has benefited by...
Every quarter, public companies have to file reports with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And what happens after are these earnings calls for investors and analysts. They're not required, but they've become common practice in the last couple decades. Karen Woody is a law professor at Washington and Lee.
It is sometimes very... I don't want to say boring, but I think these are standardized seeming conversations.
Standardized because every word executives read on these calls is vetted.
Because these things do have with them the attendant risk that it is a statement made on behalf of the company. And so you have to parse your words fairly carefully.
The SEC weighs every word said on these calls. So if a company misleads investors on purpose or by accident, it can be held accountable, which is why the language used can feel so tired.
I would suggest that overused phrases like headwinds and tailwinds are a bit cliche.
Donatella Giacometti is president of CEO Media Coach, a company that trains C-suite executives at brands like Toyota, Pepsi, and GE. She says it's her job to take out some of the jargon and bring out a little personality from executives.
Wall Street, investors, analysts are assessing the competency of management. It's a little bit like, you know, intangible assets on the balance sheet, you know, that we might not be able to exactly put a number to it.
Except you kind of can in stock price. Studies show the language managers use can affect share value. This is especially true when executives get to the Q&A section of a call where there are no prepared statements. Anastasia Zakalukina, an accounting professor at the University of Chicago, says analysts pay close attention to word choices and vocal variations when the news sounds bad and even when it sounds good.
So if you see the extreme positivity on the call, maybe you should question how genuine this positivity is.
It's why the tone of these calls sits squarely in the mundane. But every once in a while, someone goes rogue, like Elon Musk during an infamous earnings call in 2018 when he cut off an analyst.
In terms of capital requirement.
Next. Boring bonehead questions are not cool. Next.
Tesla's stock price tanked after the call because it made analysts pause and go, is Musk just a man with a lot of personality? Or, Zakalukina says, is he evading a question he doesn't have a good answer for?
So investors are reading into this cues.
Earnings calls should never be memorable. You communicate your wins, you explain your losses, and you get out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.